Today's New Testament reading is the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the second chapter, verses 41 through 52. Now his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up, according to custom. And when the feast was ended, as they were returning, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem. His parents did not know it, but supposing him to be in the group, they went a day's journey. But then they began to search for him among their relatives and acquaintances. And when they did not find him, they returned to Jerusalem, searching for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were amazed at his understanding and his answers. And when his parents saw him, they were astonished. And his mother said to him, "Son, why have you treated us so? Behold, your father and I have been searching for you in great distress." And he said to them, "Why were you looking for me? Did you not know that I must be in my father's house?" And they did not understand the saying that he spoke to them. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was submissive to them. And his mother treasured up all these things in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and in stature, and in favor with God and man. This is the Gospel of the Lord. For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Jacob Heine from Trinity Lutheran Church in Columbia, Tennessee.
The story of Jesus in the temple as a young boy of just 12 years old is probably one of the most beloved stories of people as they try to understand what Jesus may have been like as a boy. We seem to be fascinated by this idea of what Jesus was like between the time of his birth to the time when he comes on the scene at 30 years old for his public ministry, and yet Scripture, for the most part, is completely silent. I think that's why people love this story of Jesus at the Passover in the temple, teaching the priests, teaching the rabbis, and the beauty of what we see in Jesus there. But too often we get caught with that. We stop right there trying to analyze, what was Jesus like? Was he the good boy, the good son? Did he perform miracles? Did he do all these things that we want Jesus to do because that's who we know him to be? And we miss what's really happening in this text. As we see Jesus sitting in the temple courts and he's questioning and he's understanding and he's talking with these rabbis about the law and about the gospel and what it really means, we see not a glimpse of Jesus as a boy, but we see a glimpse of Jesus as God. What it meant that the Messiah would come with wisdom and with power and understanding, that he would teach the nations. And when Mary and Joseph find him, and after 12 years from the time of his birth till now, as they look at this boy, with all that they know about him, they still can't help but feel indignant. How could you leave us? What were you doing? And Jesus' reply is so perfect, so wonderful. As he looks at them and says, "Don't you know, I must be about the business of my Father, the work of my Father." And what a joy it is to know that Jesus understands it, that Jesus, the man, 100% man, understands his work as 100% God already, that he knew this from the beginning of his incarnation, and he knows it now as this young boy, that the work of the Father must be accomplished, and it must be accomplished through him. And so he starts that here as he teaches. And we can't help but ask, what is the work of the Father? The work of the Father is to bring salvation to the nations, to draw the people back to him, to give them hope, to heal the sick, and to raise the dead, to bring life where there is no hope. And so we see Jesus doing just that in this text, as he proclaims that his work, the work he has come to do, the work that he was sent from heaven so long ago, is being fulfilled now, even as he's 12, to do the work of his heavenly Father. And so that begs the question for us, as children of God, the body of Christ, scattered throughout the world, what is the work that God has called you and I to do? Proclaim the good news. Christ is born. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again to provide for the poor and the needy, to take care of the sick and the lame, the outcast, the refugee, the homeless, to provide for and love those who no one else loves, to show mercy, to show grace, and above all, to tell the good news that Christ is here, that Christ has never left us, he's never forsaken us, that the work of the Father is continuing and the day is coming when all will be set right, when Christ will return in glory and this world will have no more pain and no more tears, and we will be with God forever, and he will be with us forever. And that joy that we have, knowing that even as a young boy, Jesus understood this and was busy doing the work of his Father, gives us hope, gives us joy, gives us peace. This day, as we begin a new year in the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
We thank Pastor Jacob Heine from Trinity Lutheran Church in Columbia, Tennessee, for today's meditation on God's Word.